gruesome, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This is the last show that I'm going to do for at least the foreseeable future. I have landed myself a nice, awesome, super exciting job that unfortunately will have me in a very different place on Tuesday afternoons. But nonetheless, it is also would have been my last show of the year anyway. So today's lineup is almost all my top albums of the year, some of my favorite songs of the year, a slight detour into a ton of emotions, and then back to a whole awesome bunch of nerdiness. So yeah, here we go. I finally kind of cemented, I think, my top 10 albums. They are kind of what you would expect. And it's just going to be a good show. The last time I ended this show, its original iteration in Victoria, was an incredibly emotional experience. And it was really, really sad. But I will never leave college radio permanently. It's always going to be calling me back, and I will always be back. So this is more of a hiatus than anything else. So yeah, I just want to start. I played a whole bunch of these artists 2 weeks ago, but it's the day after the big thing, the Christmas thing, and yeah, they're some of my favorites. So I'm going to start out with a three punch of probably my top three albums of the year, really. Like, yeah. I didn't really have time to actually rank them, but it's going to be Stars, St. Vincent, and Lydia Ainsworth. Stars came out in October with There Is No Love in Fluorescent Light, which just is one of their best albums they've ever done, and I just adore it, so I want to play one of my favorite songs from it, which is called Wanderers. St. Vincent came out of like a meteor out of the atmosphere to smack all of my top picks, and my number one pick just knocked off forever. It's probably Mass Seduction. Her album is probably my favorite album of the year, so I wanted to play Slow Disco from that. And then Lydia Ainsworth's Darling of the Afterglow remained one of my sort of dark horse favorites. And so I kind of want to play the song that was emblematic of how I fell in love with that album. It's called What Is It? When I first heard it, I asked exactly that question. What the heck is this? And then I fell in love with it upon the second, third, fourth, fifth listen. And now it's something I play on a regular basis. So yeah, that's how we're going to kick things off here. Wanderers by Stars, Slow Disco by St. Vincent, and What Is It by Lydia Ainsworth. Please enjoy.
To the yard in hard light, it's where I find you, how I find you. We get into the car, feel it start under the street lights, flashing red lights. We don't have to go far, cross my heart, got the windows, roll the windows down. Tricks and business, it's why they love you, how they love you. The rest is just for kicks, kicks, kicks. Let's roll out now, power up the sound.
We're the wanderers, have some fields, we've some lakes to go. We're the wanderers, catch the moon. had your friends by then. It doesn't matter, window to ladder. The night will come again, just the weekend. Just the weekend.
I sway in place to a slow disco and a glass for the saints and a bow for the road. Am I thinking what everybody's thinking? I'm so glad I came. Dancing with a ghost. Slip my hand from your hand. Leave you dancing with a ghost. There's blood in my ears and a fool in the mirror. And the pain of mistakes couldn't get any clearer. Am I thinking what everybody's thinking? I'm so glad I came, but I can't wait to leave. Slip my hand from your hand, leave you dancing with a ghost. Slip my hand from your hand, leave you dancing with a ghost.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was Lydia Ainsworth with What Is It off of Darling of the Afterglow. Before that, St. Vincent with Slow Disco, one of basically all of the songs that are perfect off of Mass Seduction. And at the top of the show, Wanderers, the album closer for There Is No Love in Fluorescent Light by Stars. The next song I want to play is one that I... that came off of an album that I listened to once or twice when it first came out and was like, this is really good, and then forgot about, kind of. I just never had the time to sink into it. And then last week I was at my parents' house and my partner and I were playing a video game together that had extremely repetitive music. So I was like, I'm going to put on something else. And what I put on was this album, which is Emily Haynes and the Soft Skeletons' Choir of the Mind. It is Emily Haynes' first full-length release, because she's normally the lead of Metric. And it's her first full album as a solo artist in 11 years. And so it's a huge deal. And as we were playing and, you know, playing this game and sitting in front of the ocean at my parents' house, I was like, oh, I get it. This is one of my favorite albums of the year. It's phenomenal. As you would expect, Emily Haynes is an excellent songwriter. So this is a track called Legend of the Wild Horse off of Choir of the Mind. And I'm going to follow it up with a little bit of Off a Rex and The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face.
Let me tell you about the she escaped from the racetrack, ran away and never came back from the dark forest. For sanity, I remember this. Now that I'm fenced in, but I'm bottom just like before. I swore I'll be your warrior.
Just like before, I Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Join the First Nations Indigenous Studies Student Association. We meet every other Tuesday at 1 p.m. in the Longhouse. Find more info on Facebook at FNSSA General Members Group.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and stars were the gift you gave to the dark and empty skies, my love. To the dark and empty skies. First time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth move in my hand, like the trembling heart of the captive bird that was there at my command. That was there at my command. And the first time ever I lay with you, and felt your heart beat over mine, our joy would fill the earth and last till the end of time, my love, and last till the end of time.
Thank you.
That was Cults with a song called Natural State off of their album Offering. Before that, Offerex with The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face from The Queen of Hearts, one of my favorite albums of this year, and Emily Haynes and the Soft Skeleton with Legend of the Wild Horse from the absolutely sublime Choir of the Mind. I am going to rearrange things a little bit to make sure I have time for everything and pull out the feels a little tiny bit early, and then hastily try to cover over what's going to be a kind of weird tonal switch, but we'll get to that after the song I'm about to play. I have no interest whatsoever in engaging with Star Wars discourse in any way, actually. The Last Jedi completely cured me of the need for hot takes about media, I think, for a while. I really liked that movie, like, a lot. I loved it. And seeing it was really, really cathartic, and I cried about five times, and a lot of them were whenever Carrie Fisher was on screen. We are 364 days out from her death. Tomorrow is the anniversary of Carrie Fisher's death. And most of the celebrities who died in 2016 didn't really shake me. Hers did, and I still miss her a lot. And I kind of realized that part of it was that she was very much a role model in terms of how she handled her mental illness and her bravado, and just the way that she carried herself in defiance of so many things and so many ghosts and things that went wrong in her life. And I really admired her for it, and I think that the world shines less brightly without her in it. And then Melody Sheep, who actually did the song that I've used as my intro song, he does a lot of really amazing remix work, released a couple weeks ago a track called The Force, which is a tribute to Princess Leia and to Carrie. So I wanted to play that for her, but also looking back on 2017, as we all currently are with, you know, 1 week left of it, you know, and I've talked about this online a little bit, there's really been one thing. I was part of a fandom this year, the Yuri on Ice fandom, and that pretty much single-handedly made 2017 better than 2016 for me. Other than that, it's been a rough year, and one of the big things was that my aunt died in late August of cancer, and so she was also gone too soon, and the world also shines less brightly without her. I didn't really want to play any Elvis Presley, which was one of her favorite artists, but I also wanted to dedicate The Force, this song, to her memory as well, because the world needs as many strong, badass, defiant women as it can get, and I've really suffered on the loss of these two, and I know that there will be more coming up, but yeah, it's been a little rough, so this is for them.
General Kenobi, years ago you served my father in the Clone Wars. Now he begs you to help him in his struggle against the Empire.
Who is she? She's beautiful.
Leia.
Leia.
And who might you be?
Leia.
Welcome, Leia.
Leave this place. Run far away.
This is a dangerous time for you.
You're my only hope. You're my only hope.
I gotta get you out of here.
You're my only hope. You're my only hope.
Use the force.
You have a power I don't understand. I don't understand. I could never have.
You're wrong, man. You have that power too.
Yes. It's you.
I know. Somehow, I've always known.
That was Melody Sheep with a track called The Force, which is a tribute to Princess Leia. It can be found on Melody Sheep's Bandcamp, and I highly recommend you check him out. All the stuff that he does is absolutely amazing. He just is a master of taking autotune and making it art. And yeah. Now we transition to a trio of really fun, dorky rock songs. I told you it would be the most awkward transition ever. I can't really think of anything good, a structured, elegant way of doing that. But I did want to make sure that I got that song in there and I didn't leave it to the end. So, jumping back to my favorite albums of 2017. Here are three more of them, more in the rock sort of category. First up is Prozac with Love Me Tender off of their album Forever 1999. This is never going to leave my top of, 2017. I think I might be one of the few people who have put it in my top list, but I don't care. I love it. I love Prozac. I got to interview them on my show. I got to meet them. I got to see them live and in concert this year, and it was amazing. It's just like one of the best experiences in radio that I've had. And Prozac, 2017 in a lot of ways, was the weirdest time for music because all of these artists came back. Jamiroquai dropped an album, Michelle Branch dropped an album, all of these people who we had not heard from in a really long time were back, so it was very strange, and Prozac was the last group I expected to have another album because they functionally disappeared after a flop in 2005 that doesn't really count. The last time they were relevant was 2001, and so 16, 17 years later, having been a fan when I was, 11 or 12, which was the rough age group of your standard Prozac fan back in the day, and now being in my late 20s and sort of looking back and realizing how talented they've always been and how amazing this album is, and it really is a great show of how to use nostalgia, because it is nostalgic, but it is also updated. It's just been a pleasure. It has always been a pleasure to listen to. So this is the opening track. It's called Love Me Tender. It contains one of my favorite lines of music in the entire year, which is I'm bad with names, but good with face. And yeah, after that, Partner with a track I've played a lot, but I love, which everybody knows off of their In Search of Lost Time, the album that I wish I'd had when I was 12, 13, 14, instead of a whole bunch of sugar cults.
Good morning, what was your name? I know you think it's pretty lame. I'm sorry, I
just can't recall just what we did, but I believe we did it all. The steps we took can't be retraced. I'm bad with names, but good with face. I match with you. We got a beer. We got a beer, or maybe 10, and now we're here. Tonight, you met with me, I made you laugh. You don't look like your photograph. It won't be love, but it will do. For an hour, you will make my dreams come true. Another awkward sunrise. I lost the war, but won the prize. One night stands are fine, I guess, but they're also really empty, I confess.
Proximity to the arts is cleansing for the soul.
If there's any lesson we can take from High School Musical, it's that the arts are a vital part of any community. Join the CATR Arts Collective to see movies, theater, dance, or live comedy shows and share your thoughts on air. The Arts Report airs every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Email volunteer at CITR.ca to get involved.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
To go out. Now everything is cinematic and the big Lebowski.
she had to go too. And on the deck while I waited for her to get dressed, sparked up another one, and I was such a mess that I confess that my professor wouldn't look me in the eye. Listen, everybody knows you're high.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was the title track from Mother Mother's album No Culture. It's great. Before that, Partner with Everybody Knows off of In Search of Lost Time, and Prozac with Love Me Tinder from Forever 1999. I am just going to squeak in the last three songs that I have, as long as I am quick about it. So I'm not going to say too terribly much, except that next up is Portugal the Man with Easy Tiger from Woodstock, an album that the critical part of my brain knows shouldn't love as much as I do, but then I ask why, and the only answer I can come up with is because all the music snobs turn their nose up a little bit at it. But I don't care. It's a really good pop album, and Portugal the Man's super, super talented. So yeah, it's a good one. After that, Darling Shade, a track by the New Pornographers off of Whiteout Conditions, an album that is not in my top of 2017, even though I expected it to be, and I'm going to have to return to someday. So yeah, please enjoy those. All right. Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was Darling Shade by the New Pornographers from Whiteout Conditions and Easy Tiger by Portugal the Man from Woodstock. I have one more song. I have time for one more song. And it's about as dorky as I can possibly make it, but feels apropos. This is a track that I have wanted to play on and off for an entire year, and I always chickened out and didn't play it, but what the hell. And it is very apropos. It's the very last track of the Yuri on Ice soundtrack, or at least the first season of it. Like I said, I was in this fandom for this anime this whole year, and it's really been very life-affirming and life-changing, and the music of this show is incredible. It's part of what made me fall in love with it. So the last track of the soundtrack is a duet version of a song that I think one of the first songs actually that we hear. It's a song called Stay Close to Me. Stammi Vicino is it in the original Latin, and we hear it, and as the credits roll basically on A Happily Ever After, and then the very last thing that we see of this anime is a title card called See You Next Level. And at the time when it aired, none of us knew if Yuri on Ice would ever be back, or if we would only ever get this one season of a show that we loved so much. So seeing See You Next Level without really knowing exactly what the next level was kind of amazing. And so that's kind of what I want to leave this show with. You know, this is not the end. This is, you know, a hiatus. I will be back. And, you know, it may not be called Particles and Waves. It may be a different time slot, a different radio station. But I can't leave radio forever. I love it a lot. So yeah, thank you all for listening. Good riddance to 2017. Here's hoping 2018 is better, and we'll see you next level. Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish